Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, maybe 20 years ago, if we had mentioned the region in California of Lodi, it wasn't God's country for wine.
No, it certainly wasn't. That's probably where a lot of the ubiquitous jug wines came from.
It did. It's Central Valley, kind of a flat area, pretty hot. But then I would say about 8 years ago or so, I started noticing incredible Zinfandels coming out of Lodi that were really good. So it made me rethink it. And now you've had a major chance to rethink it.
I think it's kind of an emerging area. I think in many respects, they're still trying to figure out what can be done, what kind of quality levels can be achieved.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to look through a number of wines produced by a company called Michael David Winery. There is no Michael David. There's the Phillips family, and the brothers are Michael and David. So
gotcha.
That's where the name comes
from.
And not surprisingly, they do some fairly robust wines, but they have a pretty broad portfolio. So picking it up from the top, there's a 2015 Chardonnay, sells for about $20. This is a nice, soft vanilla and citrus wine with notes of peach. At $20, I think it's a pretty decent value. I don't think I would, dash out immediately to pick it up, but I thought it was a pretty decent bottle of wine. Now, they're doing some fun stuff, and the fun stuff that they're doing is in really fun labels. So they have something called Freak Show Cabernet, and it's 2013, sells for about $22. Now, you're going to find that there's a thread of sort of bigness that goes throughout this entire portfolio. This is a big fruit-flavored plum raisin with cocoa-tone Cabernet. At $22, I thought it was actually a pretty decent value. Following that, they have this thing called Petit Petit, which is 85% Petit Syrah and 15% Petit Verdot. And as you would assume with a Petit Syrah-based wine, it's pretty big and plummy and spicy with a lot of black fruit and vanilla notes, but it's $20, so it's pretty good value.
Now, was it in fact petite?
No, as we all know, Petit Syrah is not petite. Now, stepping up a level, they have a line called Earthquake, and they had both a Cabernet from 2013 and a Zinfandel from 2013 that I tried. Of the two, I liked the Zin better. Shocked and amazed, I'm sure you are, because it's Lodi.
Yep.
That was really good. Deep, dark, garnet, inky, blackberry spice, berry, and notes of tobacco. I thought this was a pretty good bottle of wine. You're beginning to enter sort of Saturday night dinner pricing at about $30. And the cab, which was also $30, definitely showed promise. But of the two, I think I would go for the Zin. Carrying that forward in their sort of their reserve level, there's a 2013 Ink Block Cab Franc. Sells for about $40. Highly extracted, which you would expect. Nicely layered and lusty with some decent tannins. But the one that really worked probably for me the most was what they call Lust, which is the Lodi Zinfandel from 2012. Clearly Saturday night dinner. It's about a $60 bottle. This is just what you think of when you think of big, brawny, hail fellow, well-met Zinfandel from California. Big raspberry berry, dried fruit, prune, and subtle smokiness with a long, silky finish. Just big, brawny, how the hell are you kind of wine.
So we're trying to see what really does work in Lodi.
Zinfandel is one of them.
Big reds are finding a home there.
That's it.
Which is no surprise. But it's nice to see quality coming out of that region. It's
sure
just
is.
Really cool. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.